Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
MatchOnMatch.com is a black-owned online micro-marketplace that offers maximum exposure dedicated to black and brown creatives, content creators, and entrepreneurs alike. Need help with a product launch, website, or designing merch? Email us at info@matchonmatch.com or click the link in the description of this episode. And for ASAP listeners, we are offering free shipping with code ASAP at checkout.
This podcaster named Sean Allen.
ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast.
ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast.
I'm not even going to read the tweets. How do you feel about an AKA being depicted on Insecure?
Okay. One, I want all y'all to leave Amanda Seales alone.
Right.
Amanda did not do anything wrong. She is portraying a character on television.
So it didn't offend you?
It did not offend me. I'm actually glad to see Black Greeks represented on television.
Right.
Season one, Molly had an AKA cup. Different World showed Black Greeks. People wore, you know, Black Greek paraphernalia. That's the reason why a lot of us even heard about Black
school
sororities.
You mentioned school,
you know,
days.
My father is a member of Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity. Right. And I knew about Black Greeks because of him, but a lot of people didn't grow up with a parent that was Greek.
Right.
So especially being someone that attended an HBCU, that pledged, you know, at a HBCU, I love to see representation of anything Black Greek or HBCU related on television, because we need that representation so people will, you know, see us. And I feel like a lot
that draws interest.
Yeah. And I feel like a lot of these people just need to just be quiet. It's not that serious where you're making all this noise and going after Amanda Seales. It's television. It's fake. It's a character. The character is AKA, and the character that she portrays on TV is not a negative character. She's a highly educated Black woman that went to an Ivy League school, has a career, that's married, has a child.
Right, a great.
It's a character. It's not like, you know, the character is, you know, a drug trafficker that's doing illegal activity. You know, I think it's just doing too much.
So you're not AKA. You've been an AKA for how long?
I pledged back in fall 05.
You pledged in 05.
Yes.
So you've been in the game for a minute. You're not offended. You're accomplished. You're careered.
A lot of my friends that are AKAs. Our sorors, a lot of them are not offended.
So nobody's
the majority of people in my group text or on Instagram that I'm cool with, everybody is saying that the people that are making this noise are overreacting.
Right.
Right. And a lot of times, you know, organizations, they will allow people to use their licensing. For example, Omega Psi Phi, the character from, I forgot that show on ABC, the dad character This Is Us, I believe.
Yeah.
He's a Omega, and like a Morehouse person. But it's just all creativity. It's all just acting, and it's all, you know, just having representation. Because it was on School Days. It was on Different World. So are we gonna go back and say that was wrong too?
Right.
You know,
I think there's two parts. I think one part is a lot of people who don't like Amanda Seales. Mm-hmm. I like Amanda Seales.
I like Amanda Seales too.
And then I think that
she dates one of my classmates from
Fisk. Oh, wow.
The guy she always posts, he went to.
He's
not Greek, but he played basketball at Fisk.
And she dated him back in the day too.
I think so from the pictures, but I know that's his girlfriend.
Somebody said too, they said
he's really cool, really nice guy.
The AKAs are upset that Amanda Seales is appropriating the AKA Black Greek D9, whatever.
She's not appropriating.
But isn't Greek? It's a character. But can Greeks say that the D9 or fraternities and sororities are appropriating Greek culture? Could that be a thing?
I mean, it can be spun all type of ways.
Right.
But in the Matthew Knowles School of Communication and Politically Correct Answers, I will just say that if people are upset, that's their preference to be upset. But me as an individual, I feel as though it's creativity. It's, you know, just an actor portraying a character, and we should be glad that, you know, shows are portraying Black Greeks and letting us be seen by millions of people on an HBO show.
That's the first
thing
I thought about when I saw it.
Some little girl is watching that show, like I watched Different World, and saying, oh, you know, her character is an AKA. I've seen that before. I want to do that.
Right.
So it's, for me, I just think it's a lot of overreacting.
It's probably the internet, because like you said, none of your girls or none of the people in your group chat is tripping about it.
And I know plenty of AKAs, sorors from all over, and everybody that I've talked to they don't understand. So it may even be, I'm not even sure how old the people are that are complaining.
They look like a lot of people.
Because it may be a big generational gap. I feel like it's actually a lot of the younger girls that are complaining than a lot of the older more seasoned sorors or more people that's like in my age group.
Right.
Because I've seen a lot of it from a lot of young people, and I feel like it's just foolish. Because my whole thing is, you're going to start this uproar, then where was this uproar when it was School Days? Where was this uproar when it was on Different World? Where was this uproar when it was portrayed on Moesha on an episode?
Right. The Parkers.
Parkers. Yeah. It's been on a lot of different shows. And I just don't understand why
they pick. I think they don't like Amanda Seales. People are bored, and
they're you're just picking on her, because even Amanda Seales is a great representation of a young Black woman.
Yeah.
Amanda Seales has her own business. She has her
Smart, Funny, and Black.
Smart, Funny, and Black, which I've attended plenty of those sessions
that
she used to do at the different little comedy spots.
Right.
That, like, game show, it was great. You know, Amanda Seales, she went to, I want to say, an Ivy League school. You know, she's an educated Black woman. Amanda Seales was also, like, a gymnast, I believe, and, you know, she was in, you know,
a child
music.
She's a child actress
on Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
So, you know, for me, I don't understand, you know, they may not like some of her comedy, or they may not like whatever about her, but I just think they need to just, like, leave her alone. And I feel like a lot of the stuff she talks about is real, and it's real to her experience.
Right.
I mean, we can't judge each other's experiences on what we experience, and I feel like Amanda Seales has, you know, said some, you know, pretty good things, you know? And
I think she's dope. I like her. Like you said,
I think
I like
she's funny. I really like what she did with her Smart, Funny, and Black. I don't necessarily see everything that she posts on online, but I feel like for the majority part, she's, you know, she's a funny actress, and I like her Smart, Funny, and Black. Other than that, I haven't really seen anything too much from her.
Do you think that you're able to not be offended by the whole AKA representation on Insecure because you are in TV and film?
I think I understand it more to a different level.
Right.
But I feel like most of my friends that are not even in the business, they don't care. They're like, what is this? Like, my best friend is one of my line sisters I pledge with, she's a physician. And we were texting in our group chat today. She's like, girl, these people are crazy.
Yeah.
We were all, and then my other friend was DMing me, you know, she's a school teacher. The other one works in, you know, politics. We're all, like, from different facets of, you know, career-wise, and we're all pretty much like, what are these people talking about? Like, this is a little crazy. Like, some people are just doing too much. And I feel like it's cancel culture and pointing the finger at someone. And even the head showrunner, Prentice Penny, is a Kappa.
I didn't know that.
He's a Kappa. And he wrote about, he was like, I'm the one that made the call or something. So, and he's a Kappa.
Do you license the AKAs to do that on a show? Or do you just, because, like, how does that work?
I know some fraternities and sororities have allowed someone to license to show certain things, or just gave their permission. So I'm not sure. And actually, if you know the backstory of Awkward Black Girl from Issa Rae and the background of Insecure, the character from Molly was actually mimicked off of one of Issa's best friends, who in real life is an AKA.
Wow.
So the character Molly is mimicked off of one of her best friends. She created that character based off of one of her best friends who is an AKA in real life. So I think she's just trying to stick true to the narrative and to Black culture. And, you know, I think they do a really good job.
They really do. So every part of Insecure is,
to me, is overreacting.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.